This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. The final segment. Dang the luck. I wish I had more than an hour. But in regards to that, it's time to do one of my favorite parts of the show, and that's the wine of the week. I do one every week. It comes from Jacob Liquor Exchange because Tommy Jacob has been my anchor sponsor for a long, long time. Before that, of course, it was Larry Evers at Evers Wine and Spirits. Couldn't do the show without them. That's where all the wines that I speak of come from. This wine is from Australia. You know, I haven't done many from Australia lately. Remember, it was 5 years ago, Australia was really booming, and 8 years ago when they really started getting into the marketplace. And heck, back in 2004, when the first edition of this wine came into the marketplace, and this wine is Tate Family Winery's The Ball Buster, a Barossa Valley blended red. This is a 2014 vintage. It came in the market around $15-16, and that was high for Australian wine then in 2004, or relatively high. And, you know, it stayed kind of sub-20 right up through now. It's maybe 20 and small change right now. And it's got one of the best track records when it comes to reviewing. Wine Advocate, 13 straight years of 90-plus point reviews. That's a lot. Wine Spectator, well, Stephen Tanzer, he missed a couple years in there where he got no rating from them, but other than that, it's all 90, 91, 92, that kind of stuff. And then the Wine Spectator for 2017 made it one of the top 100 wines. And oh, by the way, Jacob Liquor Exchange has one of the biggest gatherings of Wine Spectator top 100 wines. And does that mean anything to you? Is it that important? Well, you know, it means that several people can work together and decided these wines out of all the wines they've tasted. And believe me, 100 is a small percentage of the wines that the Wine Spectator tasted, were the top dogs. Number 36 is Tate, the Ball Buster, made by Bruno Tate. If you haven't heard of him, you should. They make some killer wines in Barossa Valley. And the Barossa Valley is notorious for killer Shiraz, but Cabernet has taken a big hold. This wine is 78% Shiraz. Or if you're from Australia, you would say Shiraz. I don't care how you say it. Say it any way you want. 14% Cabernet and 8% Merlot. So the majority is Shiraz, and then we got this Cab and the Merlot. Cab and Shiraz, not unusual at all. Adding a little Merlot, maybe a little bit. And then when I taste this wine, and it has been called this for a number of reasons. One, it's a big, burly, coat your mouth, stain your teeth, high tannin, moderate oak, probably French oak, couldn't find the details. It is so cool. It's so aromatic, and it's I am fixing for Christmas dinner. You know, we've done prime rib for years, and then we'll do maybe a tenderloin, beef tenderloin. I am fixing prime top sirloin that is 3 inches thick and about 8 inches around. It looks like a huge slice of filet mignon. So in honor of that, I'm going to wrap them in bacon around the outside edge, make it look pretty, get a nice sear on both sides, move it indirect, bring it up to temperature, 130 or so to take it off. And that meat, sirloin is one of my favorite. It's so overlooked, especially if you get really high quality sirloin. And I'm not going to do a lot to it, not going to marinate it a lot. That is salt and pepper, maybe a little Saison. But then this wine, Tate Family Winery. This wine, 2015 vintage, was 100% basket pressed. This is a very gentle way to do it. It's the old kind of ribbed basket-like thing with a big handle that you gradually press the grapes down. This wine is so cool. Tate, the Ball Buster, number 36 on the top 100 list from Wine Spectator, and you can find it at Jacob Liquor Exchange. If you're looking for holiday bubble suggestions, anything from Freshenet, whether it's Cordo Negro or the wine that I spoke about last week, the Carta Nevada Semiseco. If you want to go something a little bit different from Washington State, Treveri. This wine is killer. They've got it at Jacob. Anything from Korbel, if you're on a budget. At my holiday party, we went through 12 bottles of Korbel Sweet Rosé. And sweet doesn't fit. It's not really sweet. It's just not bone dry. And then, of course, Roeder Estate, whether from California or Brut Premier from France. Those are some of my favorites. If you forget all this stuff, don't forget you can listen to the podcast. What I want you to do is have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the season. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.